one of my reasons for running was because there was a kind of a gap between announcements of money and announcements of grants and the work actually getting started on the ground. And I think we were losing out quite a bit, that money wasn't being used, was being sent back. And I want to see investment in my area. I'm a Donegal man, but firstly I'm a Bundoran Ballyshannon man, and you know, you want to see investment, you want to see employment, you want to see plannings pushed over the line. So I've been involved all my life in the building game. I was in London for quite a bit of time, and I have hospitality businesses now, bar business and stuff like that. And the nature of my business is that you have to push. Things don't happen easy, you know, to get a wee housing development over the line. You push, push, push. And I felt that that was lacking a bit, that there was a lot of announcements about money, grants being, and sometimes the money was going back, not being used. And that was the angle I was coming from, because you want to get everything for your community, you know.
Well, what kind of projects weren't delivered then?
There was an issue there that Bord Fáilte money wasn't sent back. Thankfully, it's been finalised now, but it was looking like it wasn't going to happen there for a good while, you know. Also, like in Bundoran, just speaking about Bundoran at the moment, we have a national school that haven't got a common area now, because there's two classrooms in what used to be the assembly hall. So on a wet day, there's nowhere for the kids to go. They used to be able to go in there. So infrastructure, there's an infrastructure deficit. Like, there's two classrooms in the play area. The secondary school is full to the brim. There's nobody talking about that kind of investment. And I mean, that doesn't happen overnight. That's a 5-10 year project. Like, we have no tourism officer. The council have pulled the tourism officer out of Bundoran for the last 3 months, and there's no talk of being replaced. You know, we have the council buildings, which was debt free when the council took it over. It's laid empty for the last 10 years, despite numerous promises that there was going to be. Now, thankfully, the community centre are in there at the moment, but that's only a temporary basis. So, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on there. Like, I would have a background in construction, and there's a shortage of houses. You know, when the council say there's 200 houses for Bundoran or Ballyshannon, they say that's the demand, but then they never contact directly the landowners to see if they're interested in developing the land. You know, I can say that field there is fit for 100 houses, but if the landowner doesn't want this 100 houses, it doesn't happen. And then they come back 5 years later when they're doing the next development plan, and they say, oh, well, there's no houses built on that land, there's no demand. So there's a lot of things need to be rectified there in regards to getting projects over the line.